Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
"He operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else."
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House to meet with President Trump today on the federal decision to block New York residents from the Trusted Travelers program because it now allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of northeastern Japan earlier, but there's no reports of major damage. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly telling an audience in New Jersey last night that Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was just doing his job when he reported concerns about President Trump's Ukraine phone call. Speaking at Drew University, Kelly said Vindman did exactly what he should have done when he heard Trump ask his Ukrainian counterpart for an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden's family. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, saying media reports have been lying about him getting special treatment from the U.S. Justice Department. Last night he said in a Fox News interview,
"Not only am I not getting special treatment, I've been getting terrible treatment. This should have been investigated 3 years ago."
Attorney General William Barr on Monday did say the Justice Department's going to review Giuliani's information from Ukraine about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter to gauge the credibility of that information. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Something deep in space is sending radio signals at regular intervals, and USA Radio's Wendy King says it might just be occurring naturally.
For the first time in history, researchers say they've picked up a radio signal from a single source in outer space that repeated at certain intervals for more than a year. And in this case, the pattern came and went roughly every 2 weeks. Collaborators from the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment and Fast Radio Burst Project said this particular signal began every 16 days from September 16th to October 30th. The origin was a galaxy 500 million light-years away. Some researchers suggest the repeating signals were caused by a source that was orbiting around a star, explaining why they would stop for a precise period of time. Scientists say they doubt the signals are from extraterrestrials. They say so far there's no detectable pattern that would suggest there's a sentient hand at play. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Labor Department just releasing the report on first-time unemployment benefits last week. The number of new filings was slightly higher last week to 205,000. Many were expecting the number to come in at about $210,000. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it starts with first principles, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you a new book out that will help you refocus on our priorities as a country. Remember, it was Benjamin Franklin who was asked, okay, what kind of government do we have? And he says, well, he tells the gal that asked the pointed critical question, says, a republic, if you can hold on to it. And here we are, all these decades later, 200 plus years later, and we find ourselves trying to hang on to our republic. Ned Ryan is back with us, the founder of the CEO of American Majority. His book that I was referencing, Restoring Our Republic, The Making of the Republic and How We Reclaim It Before It's Too Late. Ned, always good to be talking to you. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bill. No, I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about it. I think, obviously I'm biased, but I think it's a very appropriate topic. In this day and age, to be discussing what did our founders actually intend as we're seeing what's taking place in D.C. And, you know, there's a lot of different things. I'm going to go right into it, Bill, because
yes,
I'm just thinking the last 24 hours about what's taking place with Roger Stone, and I have to
call I'm glad you brought it up, because that was number one on my agenda to ask you about. Go ahead and let's talk Roger Stone. Go ahead.
So I've never been the biggest Roger Stone fan, I'm being completely honest here, but what is taking place with him is completely egregious, but kind of expected, Bill, when you start to think about where we've come from and where we're at right now. And you know, in Chapter 9 of this book, of Restoring Our Republic, I lay out the conversation about the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Should we actually have an enumerated Bill of Rights? And it was a big debate between George Mason and Hamilton and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that Mason and the Anti-Federalists insisted upon a Bill of Rights for the ratification of the Constitution. But the argument that Hamilton and Madison made back that we shouldn't have a Bill of Rights is because it was the machinery of the Republic and the diffusion of power mm-hmm. that would be the best protector of our rights. And so I make this point today about Roger Stone. We can have the best Bill of Rights in the world. We can have the best legal system. But if you consolidate power, if you give an administrative state unlimited powers, they can essentially suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights when they so choose and use the law as a weapon against political opponents. This is
exactly.
absolutely mm-hmm. egregious what is taking place. And I would also add, Bill, again, not the biggest fan of Paul Manafort, little bit, you know, skeptical about General Flynn. Also egregious miscarriage of justice
for
both of these. I think what Donald Trump needs to do is give each one of those three men full pardons and say, we're not going to do this anymore. But I will add this. Thank God A.G. Barr is there. I think it's been one of the best appointments that Donald Trump has made in his entire administration. And Bill Barr is looking at this going, we are not going to do this anymore. And I am convinced, Bill, that Barr is not going to leave as AG until he sets things right. And there are going to be a lot of things, I think, taking place over the next 6 to 9 months that are going to be the process of setting things right.
Well, like we were talking, Ned, with Cheryl Atkinson, you know, just a moment ago, and that is that are we willing to take on this 800,000-pound corrupt gorilla in the room?
We have to. The only way, I'm convinced of this, the only way that we can truly restore the American Republic is to break apart the administrative state. Mm-hmm. And the thing that has taken place over the last 100 years, again, progressives dropped this administrative state, this massive bureaucracy inside of our constitutional republic, the whole idea being to create a massive bureaucracy full of bureaucrats that were the ones actually making the decision. And I told somebody the other day, you can draw a direct line between Woodrow Wilson and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman,
yes,
in which you can see if this whole mindset and mentality, no, we're the ones that decide.
Yes.
And I remind people, in our constitutional republic, it is actually the duly elected representatives of the people that decide. And this is the tension
of the people, Ned. See, what they did, this administrative state, what they did is they turned the org chart on its head. Our founders said, hey, the org chart's going to be upside down. And, you know, and of course, all the elites were freaking out. Well, what do you mean? We're not the boss anymore? No, we the people. It is going to be the people that are the boss. So the org chart is upside down on its point, and the administrative state came in and they turned the org chart upside down, and leading the people to believe that they're no longer in authority. That these elected officials do not serve at their behest, but lest they're going to be surprised once again come the 2020 elections, you're going to hear from the people of Main Street and the forgotten men and women saying once again to these elected officials, can you hear me now?
That's right. No, and I remind people, if you look at a fundamental understanding of what our founders intended, in our republic, all power flows from the people. Power flows from the people to their duly elected representatives, who are then made stewards of the power and the monies that they have been given by the people to actually implement policies and all of these things that actually promote and advance the interests of the American people. Anybody that is a bureaucrat or anybody that's in any one of these departments and agencies, of which we have too many, they are meant to actually implement those things that prioritize the interests of the American people. They do not decide, they implement, they advise. That's it. And I think the thing that you're seeing now that's really coming to surface, I even saw Chuck Todd on MSNBC the other day say, well, you know, maybe it's time we don't have political appointees actually running justice, that basically is career bureaucrats that should be deciding. Again, highlighting once again the entire tension over the last 3 years with Donald Trump showing up, it all comes down to one thing, Bill, who decides?
Yes, exactly.
It's not the bureaucrats that decide. Mm.
Right. Well, this is what Donald Trump has done. He has been the greatest exposing agent, I believe, Ned, in our lifetime. I mean, he's pulled back the shroud on all this corruption, the bloated government, and even in this process, the way he's handling the Roger Stone, the Stone deal, as unjust as it is, people have said, well, why doesn't he just, pardon him and get it over with? Because I don't think the people need to go through the process and really realize, and I appreciate him being patient on this, because the people need to understand the damage that this two-tiered system of justice, what it's done, like you said, with Manafort. Are you kidding me? What, a 72-year-old man, you've got him in solitary confinement? I mean, you were taking years off this man's life with that kind of, that's persecution. It's beyond prosecution.
This is all we are asking for, Bill. I mean, all we're asking for is fundamental to the republic. Equal application of the law.
Exactly.
No more bifurcated legal system in which somebody with the wrong political connections or the wrong last name, whatever it is, has the book thrown at them. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else, like, say, Andrew McCabe, who knowingly and willingly and admitted to it, lied under oath. Well, he gets a book contract and a gig on CNN. This is absurd. It is beyond absurd. And the American people are watching. And the thing is, Bill, if you lose trust in your institutions, you lose trust in society and civilization. That's a real problem.
Well, without a doubt. And the people are still saying, what happened with the destruction of evidence of Hillary Clinton's server and electronic devices? And she just kind of sillily, in a silly response to Ed Henry. What do you mean, wipe it like with you know, some sort of cleaning device or cleaning solution or something? Are you kidding me? Is that obstruction? I mean, I would think so. And if it would have been like it was anybody, you know, that supported Donald Trump, they'd still be in jail. We know the two-tiered system. We saw what happened clearly with Dinesh D'Souza because he was a conservative. So anyway, this conversation will continue on the other side of the break with Ned Ryan.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's...
Bill Martinez, live.
Russian independent, just the way you like to hear from us, America. Good to have you with us for the ride here as we go deep into the issues. Deeper than, a bumper sticker and those 8-second sound bites that you've been used to. Of course, a lot of it, as it turned out, has become more aligned with what we've referred to as fake news. But the fact of the matter is that really what we're dealing with is justice and talking about Roger Stone, or, Manafort, Mike Flynn, just go down the list and interesting, those are all Republicans or somebody who supported Donald Trump. Think about this. A rapist, as a rule, about 4 years, they would have to spend in prison for raping. An armed robber, 3 years roughly. Thugs with a criminal assault, maybe up to 1.5 years they would spend. Roger Stone for lying, and even then it's kind of a goofy deal, almost like the Michael Flynn deal, although with Michael Flynn you even had the FBI agent saying, well, it's not really a lie, he didn't really lie, but you know, with Michael Flynn it was getting way out of hand, and thank God that he found Sidney Powell. Or Sidney Powell went to him because she knew the antics of Andrew Weissman, and now we're talking about them, you know, reneging on the kind of time and maybe even, you know, somewhat of a suspended sentence and just some time out and no jail time whatsoever. But meanwhile, they've devastated this this three-star general. And for all the service of the country, what is he guilty of? In all these cases, guilty of supporting the President of the United States or the would-be President, Ned Ryan. I mean, this is not fair, and it goes along with what, you know, in a sense, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, is that if there's not justice for all, then there's no justice at all.
That's, Bill, you couldn't have said it better. This is my concern because this is one of the fundamental understandings of who we are as a country. Again, in chapter one of the book, I lay out our founders made a very distinct decision in the age of the divine right of kings, mm-hmm. where the king was law. They decided to set a new course in which they said the law will be king. All will stand equal before the law. We will be a nation of laws, not of men. And here we are today. Again, highlighting with this whole Roger Stone situation, mm-hmm. that law is kind of whatever we choose to say it is, and if we want to punish somebody with it, throw the book at them, send them to prison for 9 years, and I love the fact you brought up all those statistics, where people that are guilty of rape and armed robbery are going 3 to 4 years,
yes.
And based off a misremembering of an email, if I'm correct, Bill, mm-hmm. they're going to send him to jail for 9 years. The thing I remind people, that the sad thing is, when you have people inside the DOJ and the FBI that are highly politicized, which they have become, basically any one of us could be caught in a perjury trap. Because I remind people, do you really remember what you were doing 5 years ago down to the exact words that you said?
Right.
Somebody walks in and says, you tell me exactly what you said 5 years ago, and if you don't remember correctly, you are going to be charged with perjury for lying to a mm-hmm. federal employee, and we're going to throw the book at you. This is the absurdity that we've gotten to. It has nothing to do with actually the implementation enforcement of real laws. It's political punishment because they supported the wrong guy for president.
Exactly. They did that to Jerome Corsi. And basically what it came down to is they wanted Jerome to lie. And his wife told him, said, Jerry, I'd much rather see you in jail than have right. you abandon your integrity.
But this is the sad thing about this, Bill, on a very fundamental level, is this rule of law, one of the basic elements of who we are as a people, the supposed guardians of the rule of law are Department of Justice and the FBI, and they have made a complete farce of it. And I've said this, and I'll say it again, Christopher Wray is the wrong guy to be leading the FBI right now because there is massive reform that is needed inside of that building. And this is why, again, I'll say it. Bill Barr, thank God for him, because I'm
yes.
convinced. And, mm-hmm. and the other thing I want to say is this. The reason I say thank God for Bill Barr, he wants to set things right. I am fully convinced of this, at the DOJ and the FBI. The other thing, though, that I would say to people, have hope that things are going to be set right. I think Bill Barr and John Durham are operating off the fact that maybe Donald Trump doesn't get reelected in November. I think he will be, but let's say he's not. They are operating off a 6 to 9 month time frame. I think that you are going to see some things that will dramatically change the narrative on all of this, probably starting around June, July, because they realize they have a limited time frame to be doing it before Trump might not be in office. I think Bill Barr and Durham are running off. We're going to start rolling things out. Maybe even
you think they're running the clock on this a little bit.
I think so. I think they're going to get things done, and I think there's going to be things breaking relatively soon, Bill, in which people are saying, where are Durham? Where are Barr?
Exactly. Durham's become our Obi-Wan Kenobi here. I mean, we're hoping that, you know, hope upon hope, that it isn't like a Horowitz deal, you know?
Well, and, I mean, But the thing, Bill, that should be reminded, I mean, Comey was out there yesterday on Twitter, you know, going after the president saying, well, Roger Stone committed a crime. I didn't. I would remind people that James Comey signed multiple FISA applications, of which we now know two were considered illegitimate. It is a crime to sign and willingly know and falsify information in front of the FISC. So Bill Barr knows that. John Durham knows that. And guess who else knows it? James Comey knows it. So he can say whatever he wants to on Twitter about not breaking laws. I think we are going to get some measure of real justice, hopefully relatively soon, because they realize we don't have all the time in the world, 6 to 9 months, and I'm convinced Barr is going to make some things happen here pretty quick.
Well, Ned, I'll tell you this. Dinesh D'Souza, you know, the 18 months that he spent incarcerated and being around the criminals, what he learned, his big takeaway is he told me, he said, Bill, he says, criminals never give up the con, no matter what. And when you think about what James Comey, what McCabe and all them, and you want to know the fruit of their criminality, listen to what they say. I mean, in spite of the clear evidence, the fact that Comey, you know, turned over information to one of his buddies, which was classified information, so that we could get a special prosecutor. I mean, the whole fruit of this evil tree is all, it's got Comey's manure all over it. And, you know, and this is what is frustrating for Donald Trump, because, you know, and for the rest of us, like yourself, I mean, you know, most reasonable Americans see this, this thing stinks from the root up, and we're having to talk about this.
But I think Trump has told me this. He said, Ned, I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was this bad. Mm-hmm. And I think what he's understood is he's coming to D.C. All of these things have taken place, but the onion's starting to get peeled back. And people are starting to understand at a fundamental level there's some real corruption that's taking place. Again, the ultimate end, if you have a massive administrator state filled with very powerful bureaucrats who do not have as much oversight as they should have from our elected officials, people start doing what they can, not what they should.
Exactly.
And I think the thing that has to be done is, I think you've got to have reform at the FBI, Bill.
No doubt there's got to be some serious house cleaning. The other thing is people need to be patient. Ned, as you know, you get one shot at this deal. When you start calling corruption out, I mean, right now we can, you know, throw some punditry around and say, hey, this looks like a duck, talks like a duck. But when you are going to put the case before the American people, you got to make sure all your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed. And this is something that that I'm sure that Bill Barr and Durham, you know, with rapidity, with a sense of urgency, are moving along. But these guys are seasoned professional attorneys and law enforcement officials that know that they have got to tie all this stuff down to make it inarguable.
This is not Bill Barr's first rodeo. Again,
no.
He's been AG before. I would remind people what he did in between being AG is he was in the private sector actually prosecuting government for government abuse. He knows what he's doing, not only as AG, but also looking for abuse of power by government. So be strong, people. Have faith. I really do feel like Bill Barr is going to be able to roll some stuff out. But you're right. Bill, I think this goes back all the way to the West Wing inside the Obama administration.
No question. No question.
That's a very hard thing to actually be able to go, how do we get all of our facts lined up to actually prove conclusively
how deep it
really
is.
Bad things were done?
Without a doubt. Well, let me say, look, the elections are around the corner here in November. Make sure you get registered to vote. You actually vote. Take a neighbor with you. Take your whole neighborhood with you and make sure that your voice is heard, because Donald Trump and the Republic needs reinforcement if we're going to save this country. Ned Ryan, Restoring Our Republic, his book, The Making of the Republic and How We Reclaim It Before It's Too Late. It's always linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places. And Ned, how can they be in touch with you?
You know, you can follow me on Twitter, Ned Ryan, NedRyun, or you can go to AmericanMajority.org, check out what we do. But again, Bill, I encourage people, go to Amazon, snag a copy of Restoring Our Republic. I really think they'll be inspired.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Labs' 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7777.
888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
"He operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else."
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House to meet with President Trump today on the federal decision to block New York residents from the Trusted Travelers program because it now allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of northeastern Japan earlier, but there's no reports of major damage. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, let me tell you, we got the most interesting woman in the world coming up here in just a moment. She's a lawyer turned poet and author. Her debut book, Love Factually, in overseas, here in the States, it is titled Love Understood. Imagine that, huh? Here we are on the brink of Valentine's Day. And my prayer is that this would be the best Valentine's Day ever for you, okay? Because I know how much stress comes around this day of trying to meet, and then sometimes when you meet the expectations, sometimes we still fall short because somehow the bar gets moved on us. But that's a whole other discussion. Anyway, in her book, Laura has interviewed hundreds of strangers, imagine, from 8 to 85 and from 40 countries, asking them to share their most personal stories and feelings about love and relationships. Laura Mucha joins us now. Laura, hello from the United States you're in England, right? Are you in England?
Yeah, I'm in London. I'm in London, England.
Outstanding. How wonderful. Well, when I look at your name, I say Laura Mucha because of my Hispanic background, so you got to put up with me, but I know it's Mucha, but you are Mucha, which means more, and so we love this about you and your interest to try to try to help us out with love in the air. Is it a sweet smelling fragrance, or is it something sour right now? People seem to be especially tested with love in this 21st century world that we live in.
You're right, and it's something that I found really interesting, because I think there's on the one hand, we see internationally and in the US a decline of marriage and an increase in divorce, but yet a lot of people, and in the US, there's research on this too, that a lot of people want to be in a long-term monogamous relationship. So basically we want something, but we're not getting it.
So why not?
And there's, well, it's a bit difficult to know exactly. One reason might be that we know that children whose parents divorce are more likely to divorce themselves. And so that kind of gets exacerbated every generation. So you're more likely, if your parents have been, then your kids are therefore more likely, and then their kids are more likely, assuming, you know, you have kids. But also I think people are choosing not to make the commitment of marriage as much. But we know that that kind of formal commitment generally is quite good. People who are more formally committed, and it, obviously, you know, it's good not to be formally committed to in a dysfunctional or abusive relationship. But on the whole,
of course, yeah.
Commitment is a good thing. People tend to rate their partner as more attractive when they are more committed. And if you, there are some studies that have presented really attractive alternative people. And the more committed the person, the higher they kind of bolster the person they're with almost. So commitment kind of acts as a protective factor, really. And also people are less likely to cheat the more committed they are. So I think that commitment is an interesting one. And I think there's maybe a bit of a decline in commitment.
It's a hard issue. I mean, when you talk about commitment, I mean, you're really getting into the heart of a matter and the character of an individual to appreciate. Are they worthy, I guess, if you can put it in that context, are they worthy of a lifelong relationship? Do they have what it takes?
Yes, although I do think it is about the other person, but it is also about yourself.
Yes, so, of course.
There's this theory that I love called attachment theory. It's a really massive psychological theory, and it's one of the most researched theories in the world in psychology. And the basic premise of it is that our upbringing influences the way that we are in relationships. So if I grow up with parents who are consistent and comforting and loving, then I internalize the idea that love is a safe place to be and that I can rely on other people, that I'm lovable. But if I don't get that for whatever reason, or, you know, one of my parents dies, or the people who bring me up die, or they divorce, then I might come to develop an insecure attachment style. And this is true of 42% of the population.
Right.
And one of those is avoidance. And that means that, and I was avoidant until writing this book. And avoidant people tend to break up with people. They tend to look for the negative. They associate love subconsciously with loss. And so they can tend to be quite picky and not connect with their emotions. And so in that situation, you as an avoidant person might think that no one is good enough, but that might say more about you than the other people.
Yeah, without a doubt, because as you say, you know, the challenge with marriage and love is that, you know, you're 50% of the problem. The challenge is to figure out which 50% is your problem. Right. And so that's the deal. The other thing that I found, Laura, I don't know if you found this to be the case. I mean, you're the psychologist, so you know better than I do. But just by experience is that I find that, if you find out these things before you're married, that's great. The other thing that I found out is that you seem to realize these things post-marriage. That, you know, during the courtship, everybody's on their best behavior. It's all rolling along. There's that commitment thing. The thing is, you know, roses and rainbows and, you know, unicorns and all that good stuff. And then marriage comes in, and all of a sudden, that hereditary software comes playing and comes into the mind of your partner. And you wonder, one day you wake up and you go, who in the heck am I married to?
Yes. And I think that that's something that, ideally, and it's actually going to be introduced, relationship education is going to be introduced in the UK as of September this year. And I think that, you know, ideally we would know some of this stuff before we got married, you know, and obviously sometimes you can work it through and figure it out in marriage. But in those early stages of love, we're designed as humans to try to stay alive. At least that's what evolutionary psychologists argue. And so studies show that the brain's reward system is very active when you fall in love. And that is the system that's engaged when you take drugs. And so what you're doing is you're essentially on a massive high, and you're projecting onto your partner. You're imagining there are all sorts of things that they may or may not be, but you won't know until those drugs wear off. And so I think that, wouldn't it be nice if that was kind of I mean, I would have loved to have known that when I was at school.
Exactly.
You know, and as it happens, like, I think I've now married to an amazing person that I've known for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the drugs are chilled out.
So you don't have to project on him then?
No. And that's great. But, you know, it's very easy, I think, to make big commitments very early on when you're actually acting essentially on a kind of drug-like high.
Without a doubt. In this investigation, which is incredible that you spoke with so many people, and I got to tell you, you have no idea how joined my heart to yours is because I have been a student of this for a long time. And so I would have loved to have been with you, carried your satchel just to hear the answers of all these people, you know, and ask them, what did out of all this, what did they determine, you know, what exactly is love? What did they tell you?
Well, what was amazing, I spoke to a pro-American footballer who I sat next to amazingly on a bus, and he told me, not about love, the different types of love, but he said, you know what, there is a really fine line between lust and love, and you need to be really careful. And, you know, I've got a lot of friends who just, you know, go around saying they love people, but it's not love, it's lust. Don't tell someone you love them when you don't. Mm. And it was interesting because some people were quite, you know, lax with their language and just use love to describe everything. Mm-hmm. But then there were some people who were really particular. And I think it's unfortunate that we only have one word for it, because sometimes when people say love, they do mean lust. And sometimes when people say love, they mean, you know, that early drug-like high. And then sometimes they mean the kind of much calmer, more intimate, realistic, and less glamorous love that makes relationships work in the long term.
Well, lust is so delusional, right? I mean, that's all part of that projection process, and it is so important, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think for some reason we don't want to admit that lust is part of the game, but to be honest, if you're honest with yourself, you can be honest with the other person, but it's important to discern, you know, the difference between lust and love if you are ultimately going to enjoy a long-term relationship, I would think. We only got about 20 seconds left. Yeah. Well, Laura, look, I'd love to have you back. We need to continue this conversation because we want Valentine's Day to be the best Valentine's Day ever tomorrow for everybody here in the United States as well as overseas. And thank you so much for sharing time with us. Appreciate it.
And thank you for having me, and happy Valentine's Day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
And get ready, you're going to be listening to the movie guy, Steve Evans. Yes, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Mr. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing fine. Birds of Prey, not doing quite as well. But
yeah, they're kind of under-delivered here a little bit, huh?
Yeah, they're expecting 50 to 55. They made about $33 million, and you know, there's a lot of talk as to why that is the case. Some people thinking maybe it should have been called Harley Quinn, who, of course, is the character that Margot Robbie plays. Maybe that would have been a little more to the point. Birds of Prey, maybe threw some people off. Whatever, 33 million.
Blame it on the Oscars. Blame it on the Oscars. It wasn't, you know, that speaking of under-delivering, huh?
Well, you know what? The ratings are down. It is the Oscars. It's this four-hour behemoth, for whatever reason, an American institution. Well, what'd you think of it, by the way, since we're on the topic?
Well, you know, again, you know, they need to hear Ricky Gervais. Gervais is trying to uplift the industry and get it out of this political environment. They are continuing to shoot themselves in the foot and dissuade their audience. I mean, they keep losing audience by going, I mean, what is the point? I mean, you got these actors that live privileged lives and they come in and, up until the moment they open their mouths, you give them the benefit of the doubt. But once they start speaking, you go, these guys don't even know what they're talking about. I mean,
you know, I thought it was quite restrained. I mean, you had Brad Pitt.
I'll give him credit. The one line, I love the one line that he used, and yeah. That was, you know, that he 45 seconds. That was more than, you know, what John Bolton got, you know, from the Senate. That was funny, but I thought that was cute. But then the rest of it was kind of, you know,
terrible. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's like
Joaquin was like, you know, bless his heart.
I mean,
Renee Zellweger. I'm still sitting there going, you know, she seems so affected. It kind of reminded me of the old Hollywood stars. You know how affected they would sound, you know, when they talked.
Okay.
And it was that. I mean, to me, it was like, and then she was like, okay, I know there's a point here somewhere. You know, please give me a point for all the time.
I don't really mind that. Maybe perhaps Joaquin Phoenix is as strange as the characters he plays.
That's exactly
I mean,
it.
He's a brilliant actor, but boy, he sometimes he's very awkward in these situations.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did notice that there was some redemption within the cocktail circuit of Hollywood, that they did offer him redemption. I mean, he just, so I thought, well, that's good news that at least he realized there's an upside possibly on this.
Kind of, you know, the guy at a party where you kind of want to take under your wing and say, you know, everything's going to be okay. Let me introduce you to a few people here. And I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, but the only deal is if you did, he'd be a lifelong project for you, Steve-O.
I would imagine.
You'd be on the phone with him constantly. You'd be seeing him go, oh, Joaquin's on the phone again. Honey, I told you to put the do not disturb button on this.
Yeah,
you know?
That's probably the case. You know, I thought it was going to be an Oscar ceremony with very few surprises, and that was the case. I mean, I picked the actor category, the supporting categories, all that. But when it came to Best Director and Best Picture, I was bored that Parasite.
Everybody. I mean, especially when it was Best Picture and Parasite won. I mean, you heard the crowd, the audience, you know,
yeah.
And that was the same thing that you heard. You know, if you could be in all the TV, whatever TVs were still, you know, tuned in to the Oscars, you know, by and large, it was going, whoa, you know, where did that come from?
I've seen all the movies. I thought Parasite was a fine movie, but it didn't rock my world. And I thought, and, you know, for the Academy to do something it has never done, which is to name as Best Picture a foreign language film.
Yes, right.
And then the director, you know, I mean, I thought hands down Sam Mendes was going to live.
Exactly,
Because of the tremendous technical feat that movie 1917 happened to be, but, you know, who knows?
It's because they're diverse, you know. That's the whole deal, right? I mean, they can't...
You have to take a look at, you know, you have 9 pictures here vying for Best Picture. You have 7,000 people voting. Every movie has its constituency, so every movie's going to get a few votes, and it could be, and they never release these stats, and I'd love to see them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think ballot harvesting took place.
I don't know what that is, but...
You don't know what ballot harvesting is?
No, what is it?
Okay, it's happened in California. It's a big thing. It's why a lot of seats got flipped. What happened is that the people got access to ballots, and they said, well, I got a ballot. I don't even know if I'm legal to vote, and that kind of deal. So then they abscond with a ballot, and they put in their own, you know...
I don't think it's nearly as sinister as that. I think that, you know, when you take a look at, you know, you had a sizable number of people voting for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, another sizable amount voting for 1917, another sizable amount maybe the Irishman, and they split these votes, and you only have 7,000 people roughly voting for Best Picture, so it could be, and I guess I'd love to see.
Yeah, you might be right that it divided it up in such a way. Who knows? Maybe they found some votes for La La Land left over from before.
I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. But that's another story.
The great thing about the Oscars, it gives us all something to talk about, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen to us, huh?
For the last 5 minutes. All right, let's talk about what's coming up this weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog is going to be the big release. It will be number one. They say it should make about $46 million. One of these movies that is based on a video game. I think that this is great for the people who are familiar with the video game and are a part of that whole scene. For me, maybe not so much. Anyway, here's the idea. This is a live-action adventure comedy based on this video game from Sega. It centers on a brash, bright blue hedgehog. And the film follows the misadventures of Sonic the Hedgehog as he navigates the complexities of life on Earth with his newfound human best friend, Tom Bukowski, played by James Marsden. Now, Sonic and Tom join forces to try to stop the villainous Dr. Robotnik, overplayed by Jim Carrey, and trying to keep him from capturing Sonic and using his immense powers for world domination. We may have seen this plot before.
Yes, exactly.
69% are recommending this thing. I think, you know, for what it is, a movie about a video game, it could be for you. So check out the trailer. And, of course, Jim Carrey is also...
Who has never been accused of underplaying any part. And on top of that, I mean, if you're going to have a hedgehog, you might as well have a blue one.
Sure, why not?
God only knows. I mean, I look at that and go, what is that? Oh, it's a hedgehog. It's not Mighty Mouse.
From the world of video games. And
exactly.
Then we have, listen to this movie, A Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Yes, of course, it happens in France in 1760. Marianne is commissioned to paint the wedding portrait of Heloise. She's a young woman who has just left the convent. Because she is a reluctant bride-to-be, Marianne arrives under the guise of a companionship, observing Heloise by day and secretly painting her by firelight at night. As you can imagine, mayhem ensues. 98% recommending Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Wow. What a great Valentine's movie to go see, huh?
I guess.
Just saying.
Title.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You remember Fantasy Island, right? Remember
back? Oh, absolutely. Duplain.
Duplain. What was his name? Jorge Vilches? Is that?
No. No.
Wasn't that the name of the guy that would say, Duplain boss? It was Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah, Ricardo Montalban was him, but the actual guy.
We'll figure that out.
I got his picture here, but I'm. But it was Tatu, and it was. Yeah. What's his real name? Good question. Go ahead and keep talking.
Yeah, this is Fantasy Island, a 2020 adaptation. This is a horror adaptation of this popular 70s TV show about this magical island resort. Now, in this new spin on Fantasy Island, you have the enigmatic Mr. Rourke. I think played by the aforementioned Ricardo Montalban in the TV series. Anyway, he makes dreams of his lucky guests come true at a luxurious but remote tropical resort. Now, when the fantasies turn into nightmares, the guests have to solve the island's mystery in order to escape with their lives. This is kind of the dark side of Fantasy Island out there this weekend, and it has not been reviewed for the critics. Check out the trailer, though.
Yeah, check out and see if you can find the. I mean, I see Tattoo. I'm trying to find his name. I can't even find his name. What happened?
I think I'm close, but anyway, we'll see.
Okay.
All right, we also have a movie here called Downhill. It stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell, two of my favorite people. This is a remake of a movie called Force Majeure, a Swedish film, and a lot of people are saying maybe this is a remake that didn't really need to be remade. But this is about a couple of family barely escaping an avalanche during this family ski vacation in the Alps. A married couple is thrown into disarray as they're forced to reevaluate their lives and how they feel about each other. Once again, it's inspired by this motion picture, Force Majeure. Only 49% of the critics are recommending. But hey, if you are a fan of Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell, it may be for you this weekend. 49% recommending that one. Another movie here called The Photograph, which is kind of interesting. This is about a famed photographer, Christina Ems, unexpectedly dying. She leaves her estranged daughter, Mae Morton, hurt and angry and full of questions. And then a photograph tucked away in a safe deposit box is found. Mae finds herself on a journey, delving into her mother's early life, and it ignites a powerful, unexpected romance with a rising star journalist, Michael Block, just in time for Valentine's Day, The Photograph, out this weekend. And speaking of poignant romantic movies, we have Ordinary Love. This is getting great reviews. It's about this couple, Joan and Tom, played by Leslie Manville and Liam Neeson. They've been married for many years, and they're an everyday couple with this remarkable love, and there is a very ease to their relationship, which only comes from spending a lifetime together. Now, when Joan is diagnosed with breast cancer, the course of her treatment shines a light on their enduring devotion as they must find the humor and grace to survive a year of adversity. 91% recommending that one. And, once again, it is Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah, so we're going to do something special.
Doc, here about the times of Bill Cunningham. Just check out the trailer about this legendary reporter and photographer for the New York Times who was on the streets of New York on his bicycle taking pictures of the latest fashion on the streets of New York. You might want to check that one out, too.
Exactly. Tattoo's real name, by the way, Hervé Jean-Pierre Villechaise.
He was close, yes.
Yes, he was born in France.
Okay, there you go.
There it is. Amazing. Okay. Steve Evans, the movie guy. Thank you, Steve-O.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to